What were you doing at about 10:45 last night or whatever it was when Jesper Foss scored with, I guess, his pants? I don't know. Rod Brindamore is the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. I haven't spoken to you in 25 hours. I know you've missed me. How you feeling?
You sure about that?
Yes.
I obviously happy about what happened last night, and I'm excited for the next challenge coming up.
You enjoy it more, though. As a player, it's hard to, I guess you enjoy the initial burst, but then you have to really be able to maintain that edge. Do you enjoy it along the way as a coach more than you did as a player?
Trying to, because I know you need to, right? And I said the other night, the older you get, and I'm obviously with the oldest guy in that group here, you realize that you don't know how many more of these you're going to get. Just to be a part of it, it's a long journey, and it's a grind, and there's a lot of pretty special moments along the way. And so I think when I played, I didn't really take them all in because, like you said, you're just focused on winning the whole thing. But it's the whole, it's the whole process of it, right, that you remember. So try to take the moments when they're there, enjoy them, and then, refocus and try to create more of them.
I mean, as a player, you have to maintain that edge. So you enjoy it really quick, and then you have to move on to the next thing. Because if you get caught up, then, it can't be productive. You can't keep looking back. But I guess in your position, not that you're looking back, but you can just enjoy it. You can just kind of bask in it a little bit more.
Well, you try. It's not really looking back. It's trying to enjoy while it's happening, So last night when, you're in the game, and then, when Quickie gets that goal, you're trying to just, I'm watching the players and how they react. And, I'm like, this is what it's about, right? And obviously the crowd, and just trying to remember that, because that's a special moment for, that player, but the whole group as well. So pretty cool night, and then you turn the page and, like you say, get ready for the next one.
I'm sure you will be watching tonight. There's a lot of friends on the ice and even behind the bench, especially with the Florida Panthers. What are your thoughts on that and the potential matchup of the whole Stahl family just moving in?
Well, that'll be interesting. That's what ends up happening, because I know that's a little, tricky for Jordo. It's not easy to play against your brothers, right? That's just a weird thing, and especially when it's this important. But obviously, that's how it's looking it could potentially be. So we'll have to get over it and figure out a way to beat him.
Do you think Jordan will have a problem with that?
Beating him? No. I don't think I have a problem beating him. But I just say it's got to be a little tough for him to have to play not only one brother, but basically every time you're on the ice, you're playing against a family member. That's just got to be tough.
Could you imagine being a parent?
Right. Well, there's two ways to look at it. You're gonna win for sure, one way or another, but you're also gonna lose.
Right.
So that's got to be tough.
I mean, it's a 500 record. Either way, we as sports fans, we are always caught up by the star player. In every team sport, we're always caught up by stars. That team is loaded. They've got this guy. Did your team, not that you don't have great players because you do, but did your team show what team is about and how guys that play together can elevate each other?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have great players. It's just that they play like a team, and that's the difference. So we're knocking off a team that had great players. I don't know how, maybe they didn't play quite like our great players do. And that's the difference, right? So I think our guys that are elite, could be a little more selfish, and they probably have more, points or goals or this and that, but we probably wouldn't be still playing. So I think they get it, and that's what makes this kid special. That's why I love them.
How do you get them to do that?
Well, it's not me. I don't get them to do anything. I just, you know, try to have a little influence on things, and then it's up to them to go do it. Obviously, it helps. We talked at length, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who I'm going to talk about. number 11. that's our leader in there, and we know how he does it. So that's his mentality. And you talk about a guy that's a great player that doesn't get his recognition really, but it's because he doesn't put up these huge numbers, but it's because he's doing it for the team. You know, he's happy. He's fine to be in a kind of role that doesn't warrant him scoring a bunch of points so that people talk about him. He's rather they talk about the team, because that's what it's all about, and he wants to win. So there it is in a nutshell.
He gets the recognition from within his locker room, and there is no doubt about that. When you bring in new guys, Rod Brindamore is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. When you bring in new guys, and there are a few new guys in the locker room this year that were not there last year, including a Brent Burns, who I know you love, and Paul Stastny, who has one of the overtime series-ending wins for you. When you bring those guys in, how long does it take them to get acclimated to the culture and the style that you guys play and the team first attitude?
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Well, firstly, we try to bring in guys that already get it. So you talk about those guys and, you know, Burnsy, you know the reputation of being just that, right? So right away, checks the box. That's our number one important thing, in my opinion. You got to be able to play, obviously. I mean, we wouldn't even be talking about you, but what else can you bring? And he has that mentality that we just talked about great players that put the team first. And, I mean, it's a win-win on that. And obviously, I don't know where we'd be without him, to be quite honest, because he's been phenomenal this year, and the injuries we've had, you know, I mean, we just rely on him that much more. And but it's not just about the play. It's the other stuff that I think makes a great team. And hockey's the ultimate team sport. It just is. I mean, hockey and football, I think, for me, you know, your best player only plays, you know, 20 minutes, 22 minutes a night. There's mm-hmm. still 40 minutes out there. And then, you know, you got to rely on everybody. So, that's why I think it's so special when you do finally win, because everybody has to contribute.
By the way, when you looked at the video, and I know you've looked at the video of the goal, could we tell what part of Jesper Faust caused the goal?
I think I heard you talk about it. It hit, you know, it definitely hit him on the hip-ish. Hip-ish is what I'll say. So we'll leave it at that. Somewhere in there, nobody cares, right?
No. I saw Justin Williams score a goal with his face, so as many body parts as we can check off would be great. Look, Jordan Staal has scored plenty of goals with his pants.
Yep.
Why not? Can you quantify how good Jacob Slavin was last night?
I tried to after the game.
Yeah, you did.
When I got asked, but I don't really think I'm exaggerating. You know, like I started thinking about it after I said it, because I figured people would say, "Oh yeah, right." And then I started thinking, like, I've been in this game a long time. He's the best defensive player I've ever seen, and any of the D. I mean, Scott Stevens was good, but I put him right up there with Scott Stevens, and you know, so I don't know who else would be better. I think I'm pretty accurate.
He is a witch with his stick, and the goal, I'm trying to remember, I guess it was the first goal in game four in New Jersey that turned it. The Natchez goal toward the end of the first period, where he just took the puck from Michael McLeod, who I thought was a great player for New Jersey in that series, an awesome player. Yeah. But he
yeah,
just
good,
took...
Good he, reason.
He took the puck from McLeod. McLeod didn't even know what happened. Like, where'd it go? Where's the puck?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, right. Martinook had it, and then Natchez had it. Give your son Skyler a grade on the overtime siren.
Yeah, we talked about that. It was funny because we gave him average. You know, he gave me his reason. Well, he said they started him way too early, and then he stopped. He's a rookie at it. It's his first time. He didn't know what was going on, and then he realized he had to keep going. So then I give him props for hanging in there and finishing the deal.
He did. He tried hard. There's no question. Brooks did not want to be there.
Well, I think Brooks was just not sure what he was doing. He's been a hype man now twice. He did it for Jagger Burns was up there, and Brooks was the hype man, and now he did it for his brother. So pretty cool moment, though. You know, all night, it was a great, great night.
All right, go do something else. I'll talk to you very soon, I'm sure, for another month.
You got it, buddy.
Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Rod Brindamore.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.